Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you for the good stuff today. Sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy the good stuff program. And I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. You know, the history of the Sandhills is pretty rich and deep. Located in Cherry County, don't forget the settlement of DeWitty was established in 1908 by black homesteaders who constructed housing made of stacked sod. So check that out in the history books about DeWitty, Nebraska. Also might go under the name of Audacious. Check out all the history there and a lot more at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You really owe it to yourself to check it out. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim has something today on the good stuff that was dropped off at our local radio station, KVSH in Valentine. And it's from Lavella Miles. And it's we've had versions of this about a ranch wife or a farmer's wife, but this is a little bit different. And so thought maybe we'd have Kim feature that today for you on the good stuff.
Indeed. What is a farmer's wife? A farmer's wife can be found sitting on a tractor, cooking up a favorite dish, turning down salesmen, setting out plants, looking for lost items, and waiting on her husband. Beauty inspires her. Children interrupt her. Mud perturbs her. Machinery puzzles her. Phone calls delay her, but it takes her husband to stop her. When he calls, "Come help me, put the cows in, get the tractor started, bale the hay, or fetch a part," a farmer's wife knows it's her duty to leave dishes in the sink, wash on the line in the kitchen floor, half scrubbed, and go to his aid. But it is also her privilege to work side by side with her man, to share in his labor and love, dreams and disappointments, problems, plans, and pride in a job well done. She usually knows where he is and he's doing, and tries to guess when he'll be in for dinner. A farmer's wife has a variety of occupations. She is sometimes seamstress, secretary, hired man, social chairman, teacher, nutritionist, errand girl, interior decorator, nursemaid, occasionally to kittens or baby pigs, as well as to her family. And usually housekeeper, babysitter, cook, dishwasher, and always wife and mother. A farmer's wife needs to take time for herself, to watch a sunset, walk in the woods, read a good book, laugh with her children, whisper a prayer. And in spite of the trials that come to a farm family, sickness and injury, severe storms and crop failures, debt and discouragement, she is thankful too for the many blessings of life on a farm, the variety of changing seasons, the closeness of her family, the sight of a wobbly newborn calf, the helpfulness of a neighbor, the dazzling whiteness of acres of snow, the smell of new-mown hay. A farmer's wife loves growing things, a growing garden that means beauty at her doorstep, growing crops that mean a continuation of her way of life, and growing children that mean a continuation of life itself. And when it's been one of those days and she has to run all over the back 40, helping her husband get the cattle out of the corn, the farmer's wife feels it's worth it all when he says, "Thanks, honey. Don't know what I'd do without you."
Well, there you go. Thanks to Lavella Miles of Valentine for dropping that one off for us today so we could put it on the Good Stuff program. Ron Swanson on Friends and Relationships. Just a little bit of advice for you to close the program today. I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years, never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes. On my deathbed, my final wish is to have my ex-wives rush to my side so that I can use my dying breath to tell them both to go to heck one last time.
Oh my.
A little bit cynical there.
A little.
I love being a father, but there are a few things I miss. Silence, one of them. The absence of noise. One single moment undisturbed by the sounds of children's program called Doc McStuffins. If you've had kids, you know what all that's about as well. And if you have something to share on the good stuff, be sure to send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.